Hello.
Yeah, hi Eugene. How are you doing today?
I was doing a little bit well, and I didn't see your phone call. My phone was off.
Oh, it's okay. I just wanted you to know I'm looking over your bank statements and everything. I am going through it. You know that thing that we discussed that you had to write out that 500 or over?
Yeah.
Did you ever get around to doing that?
No, because you didn't tell me to do it.
I'm sorry?
I didn't get told to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm looking through it now, Eugene, and as of 2021, you had a lot of outstanding statements that were over $1,000. I mean, I'm looking at $2,000,
$37,000. Yeah, if you look at it, I think you're not looking at it. It says Dale Wyatt.
Says what?
It says Dale Wyatt. That was Dale, the owner of the house. That's where the deposit that he was giving me, and I had to deposit it to the bank. That's where the $40,000 came from.
Okay, besides for the Dale Wyatt, I see that now. How about
I have like five of them. There are like five of them from Dale Wyatt.
Okay, that I understand, but I'm looking at other things. I'm looking at a ATM deposit on the 21st. For $1,000. What was that $1,000? Where was that from?
From him.
But it doesn't say Dale Wyatt.
Okay, but it was from him. I know it was from him because
Eugene, the reason why I'm asking this, it's not to get all like in your head or anything. It's because the county's going to ask these questions. So if I write it out first, right?
Yeah.
I have to tell them something. So what am I saying? What am I telling the county?
I don't know. He gave me the money like that. That was the way he gave me the money.
Why? Because he bought your house? What was he doing with your house?
No. The house was his house. I rent to own it, right? Then he came out of the blue. And he posted my house up for sale without asking me. You understand? So I talked to him, and he said that he needed the house sold because I was taking too long to pay it off. So when I sold the house, there was some money that he was giving me cash, and there was when they paid off, when the people that, you know, usually take a month to sell a house, usually take that much. He was giving me money that I already gave him, like for rent. And I already gave that. He was giving me the money back.
So I don't understand. Who owned the house?
The house was in his name.
So he
owned it. But he made out a paper rent to own to me. And then he wanted to sell it because the lady from the real estate, Kimberly, she's the one that told me that he posted up the house without asking.
So I'm trying to understand. So you were renting the house from him?
It was a rent to own. So he had to give me, you know, whatever years it takes me to pay off the house because the welfare office knew about it, that I was paying a rent to own. I didn't lie about it. Then he came out of the blue that he said that he needed the house sold in a period, or I got to pay it off, or in a period of 5 years, I got to pay it off. So I posted up the house for sale because he was doing it, like trying to sell it underneath me. So I did it. So when I did it,
he kind of gave you a refund?
Yeah, he was giving me money back that I already paid up front, that I was paying my rent that way. So he sent me the difference in the money because the house got sold to my son. And my son, I sold the house to my son, you understand? And he got mad about it. That's what he did. He got mad. And I can't get a hold of him because I don't know where he is. He got married, and I think he's in Panama. I can't get a hold of him. There's no way I can get a hold of him so he can, like, call you and explain to you what happened.
I'm understanding. It was a rent to own.
Yeah. Because it looks like it's too much trouble, because how many months have I been doing this and it doesn't go nowhere?
I was paying rent to own for my home, and the owner decided...
wanted to back out. He wanted to back out of it. That's what he wanted to do.
So he paid me. He paid you the rest?
The rest, the difference. He paid the difference. So he was giving it to me, like, if you look at them, if you look at the 2001 and I don't know how much one, it says Dale Wyant on it. It was paid. Dale Wyant paid it to me, and I deposited.
And all the other, like, expenses, like the $1,000, the $500, all
well,
of that?
Well, I bought a car in that period. You're talking about 5 years ago. I'm not going to remember everything.
I heard the whole thing. Insane. 1 second, Eugene. 1 second. Let me just look over this.
Because it seems like the letter that you wrote, it didn't work. That's what she's telling me. Hello.
Eugene, I'm just reviewing it. Give me 1 second.
Because I can't remember everything. There's no way. I just know when I changed the check. It was at one bank, and I deposited the money little by little into the other bank.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still reviewing it, Eugene. Hold tight with me, okay? If you want, I can call you back, but I have to go through all your statements, and you have a lot of outstanding statements.
She's asking for different statements. I don't know if they fall together.
What kind of other statements are they asking you for? Because you sent me a lot.
No, but this one, she says that she only needs from the checking account, she only needs September of 2001, September of 2002, and March of 2000.
Wait, say that again? September?
September of 2001, September
okay.
of 2002, and March through November of 2003. That's the checking account. From the savings
2023?
Account.
2023?
Yeah. Okay. It says if you don't, this is why this is going wrong. It's getting me upset because now she's giving me different dates.
Who's she?
Then she said from my savings account, she needs March to September to 2021, 2022.
Okay, Eugene, who is she? Who are you talking to?
The lady from the county assistant's office.
What's her name?
She didn't give me a name. I didn't give a name.
Okay. I have to figure this out. Okay?
Because she said that I only need, like, 9 of the savings account and 9 of the checking account. That's what she's trying to say.
Okay.
And you
got
to do a new application because the application that got submitted, that is no good.
Okay. So, Eugene, to get a new application, you have to call into the broker to have them fill out a new application with you. Okay?
Well, I told her to call the broker. I called the broker, and the broker said she can't do it.
Okay, I'm going to call in with you, okay? I'm going to call in with you right now. Hold tight. All right, let me just finish this up. Hold tight with me, okay?
Do that, and then call me when you're done because my wife is ready.
Okay.
I gotta talk to her.
All right, fine. Bye-bye.